these star players, we trust perfectly to defend our, you know, star system.
Exactly, huh? I'm sure we all, they're all excellent design star, they wouldn't have been selected.
Perhaps a hybrid of the three.
Tachyon, photon, machining, transport.
You can just switch between them rapidly.
When do you think your
each one of them,
your equipment was
frequency
was interfered with? I've had a security person over the equipment the entire time.
Oh, well, that was, obviously after we came on board while I was in my room.
Yeah, because you didn't want to go to your equipment right away.
I went. How long has it been since I've come on board? Yeah. Okay. Okay. I want to go down to security with these two and have the computers run some checks on the tapes from there, basically to show us any time anyone has done anything with any of the containers after they were brought on board. I'm sure there's a way to do a quick expert system algorithm to pull up those.
You know, a way to figure it out is to find out if she has any contact with transporters recently. But this is a transport technology.
Trapper
over here. Let's go.
Told you.
The
tight.
Well, most of the ship actually doesn't have like
video cameras.
Yeah.
The bridge.
The bridge does.
Security maybe.
Maybe the bridge. They do keep track of. The computer does keep track of, like, the little badge signatures.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily help a lot, though. Because I asked her if she's been down there to look at her own project any. Are the various instruments very distinguishable from each other, or are they just in kind of gray cases?
Just kind of cases.
Coated with some kind of radioactive isotope?
I know. That's someone come up with an idea.
Radioactivity. You'll use radioactivity to detect the wrong room.
Well, sir, there's unfortunately nothing we can do to show who.
Well, I knew it! You Starfleet, she Starfleet, you must be clued.
But I'm a scientist.
Of course. You're a Starfleet scientist.
I'd be happy to.
Obviously, I'm good enough to work in the civilian world.
I'd be happy to have
those who can't do, those who can't federate.
I basically found civilians and federation to be equally competent in the scientific area, sir.
Equally.
I'd be happy to ask to have the three projects separated onto different cargo bays and give each of you permission just to enter one of them.
Thank you,
Baldwin.
That's
Would that address your future concerns, sir?
Yes, that's a fine idea.
Would that be okay with you, sir? I asked Takamar.
What I learned from real geniuses is always check your optics.
I thought so, sir. I will see that it is done. And we will have the best success here if we can all learn to work together and trust each other.
Group hug.
I try and use some diplomacy here, okay? Try and get them to realize that they're on the same side.
Great. Here comes the token.
I don't suppose this is intergalactic affairs.
Yeah.
If you choke everybody to your left, everybody gets choked.
I hope that Diane's going to catch some fairs in that.
A little further along.
Hey, you heard this? Fondue rules. First man, the first person to put the dip their bread into the cheese is the man. Then he has to pay for the drinks. First woman to dip into the cheese is kissed from the man who is left to her left.
I smile bright.
No, I just know the kissing part.
So you heard that?
Okay. It seems to be a bit qualified.
Good. I'll ask that the projects be moved into some separate transport bays.
Maybe like mold wine.
Yes, that they each of the groups just get one to get their own cargo bay.
Okay.
You got another one cap there.
Okay.
Warm-up cap.
If woman of caps will place him on himself.
I can't tell Carl.
Yeah, suddenly the caps all over. The caps will get to them at midnight and wake me up. About 2 and wake me up.
They were trying to heat up your cap.
They do it themselves. They sit there and they
turn. Throw my cap and see if they burn.
Low start.
The solar power.
Oh, no, I've actually had 4 caps.
Really had her over prepping a rock edge, can't use this leap under the radiator.
Okay, Dave. What do you do in your time off?
Oh, pick up games of Parisi Square. It's really a cooler full of Synthahol. Synthahol ale.
Okay. And that's pretty game of Parisi Square?
Hang out with the Parisi Square players.
You know. So you play Parisi Square. Once again, you get beat up. Although you win.
Okay. They all pick on me, but I win.
We all know how good you are.
You are. They all you guys against me.
Because they all have 2 dice. They only have 2 dice. You're mean.
Petty officers can beat up on a real officer. Anyway, so afterwards you head over to like one of the bars of the ship.
Yeah, flowers, not just one. 10-4, 9-4, 10 behind, 3 sideways.
Yeah, they're more like lounges. Not really.
Bars were ever replicated.
Integrated workplace environment, I know.
Yeah.
You put a couch down and call it a lounge.
Yeah,
right.
So, couch, table.
My cube could be bigger if you got rid of the lounge.
So when you go to your friends, you know, it's Gretel.
Oh, Gretel.
You know, she's kind of by herself.
She's a hottie. She drinking?
She's drinking something.
Is it empty? Full? Half of
it?
Most naked? Excellent. I asked the the barkeeper what she's drinking, and I'll pick him another.
Okay.
If not, I'll ask the replicator machine, what's your drink?
I'm sorry, sir. That information is not available to you at your security firm.
Okay, let's say it's this thick, this opaque, this color.
You get whatever she's drinking and then some other drink. Mm-hmm.
Sit down and introduce myself.
Oh.
I don't remember what my name is.
John?
Her beauty just stuns me.
I'll repeat that, sorry. John T. Calvin, you can't remember. The T is important.
Uh huh.
You see? James T. Kirk.
John T.
Calvin.
Calvin is the K?
Yes. Of course.
John Luke T. Picard.
Spelled K, Picard.
Alright.
This supposed to be Richard Picardo.
Breaker with a K.
Yeah, I see a trend. Okay.
Okay, anyway, just do your thing.
So you introduce yourself?
I introduce myself. I say, hi.
Cisco with a K.
Designed to help your guys out. Wait, how are you enjoying yourself?
Quite well. Nice ship you have here. Lots of friendly people.
I think so.
Janeway.
Very happy ship.
Well,
you
can't.
Kate.
Well, good question, man. I'm going to say command staff with Yamra.
Yes.
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
So sometimes I don't command at all.
Thank you.
Command staff on the Gamma ship.
I'm sure you have lots of training papers.
Ooh, I think so.
On the ship.
We can tell you about a few.
Have you actually ever fought, Romulans?
Well, there was the time I heard a distress signal and decided to stay home.
There was a Romulan in that one. With the Romulan being genetically altered, not looking like a Romulan being hidden. That was that one time.
Oh, they're right.
Yeah, that was on the right.
I actually have shot at a Romulan warbird, though.
Am I there for that?
No.
I don't remember if I was. Lots of extensions.
Yeah.
Charge off planet, but I wasn't really, you know, kind of time shifting. I wasn't actually off ship, for somehow I was down there. Lots of exciting stuff. I could accuse it flowing with those.
Isn't it, like, dangerous, you know, shooting it out of the ship? Aren't they, like, bigger?
I've never had a trouble. We're more confident. It's our freedom that makes us more powerful.
Really? Don't you have better phaser or something?
Like that.
Freedom.
It's our freedom that allows us to come up with technology that we can help
you. She also does, like, a lot of research?
She's incredible. Right? Yeah. So she's a human female.
Uh-huh.
Okay, catch anyone, go ahead.
So you do a lot of research, too?
Not one of my best, you mean the ship itself or me personally?
Well,
the ship, yeah, the ship. Yeah. We're an exploratory vessel. We patrol this area near the Newfoundland.
We're exploring the same territory again and again.
Well, it's a lot of space. lots of space. I mean, space is really big.
That's big.
Actually, huge. Mind-bogglingly big.
Thousands.
I mean, you may think it's a long way down the corner to the campus. But that's just peanuts to space.
It's dark. Black. No light.
Cold. Quiet, too.
Aren't you afraid of, like, Robin spies and, like, trying to sabotage our instruments? Like, in the last year, you know, they increased security.
Really? Well, yeah. We certainly increased security, but,
of course, there are research
In my experience, the Romulan spy threat has been over exaggerated by people in the organization.
That my cover is still secure.
I should note that it's now one person guarding each security bay as opposed to just the one now that's spread out.
Right.
We're definitely at a heightened bit of awareness. And I'm sure everybody's a little tense getting close to the neutral zone.
Oh,
almost had to go to the neutral zone. Just a few weeks ago. Almost had to. But in the end, I decided not to. How to start the ship, you know.
Impressive.
No, I'm just going to sit here and pick my nose.
Pick my nose. I told you what to do.
Did you get to carry a phaser since you were like, a command officer?
No.
Yeah?
Not unless we're in a combat situation. Not good for morale.
So what was your encounter?
Brettle.
Did you get late?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Make a perception roll, man.
Absolutely, perception. I hope it's over. I have that skill.
Intellect and your perception to the
room. Yeah, intellect.
Gretel's making eyes at the chick behind the bar.
You said intellect add what to your skill?
Add perception edge to the room.
Good call. Perception edge.
Think of the room.
Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. Oh, I don't know.
Fire stinky things on radiator.
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should the beer go down a long time ago?
You notice?
Rubber.
That was probably burning rubber.
Falling or something on the
table? No. You notice Ensign Juarez?
Juarez.
Kind of looking your way, and then he's
Juarez.
He's a natural Morris assistant.
Ah, well, okay. Insignificant assistant, but I hope he's. Of course, I don't think it's a fair law.
So, you know, he sort of looks you away, then he talks to him. He's
Do you have a relationship with Juarez?
Juarez? Oh, he's a nice guy, but, you know, he's not very. That's nothing.
Nothing yet?
No. So he's not really my type.
Yeah. What's your type?
I like bloody greasy squids playing.
Outstanding.
There's a room for
them. pretty good this year, huh? In the Federation.
That's an okay team.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Terran team is pretty good. Cool. My sister follows
choices. I play that regularly. I use it pick a lane during the alpha, whatever shift.
Oh, really? Yeah. Perhaps you live in Washington.
Well, sure, the next alpha shift, whatever that is. Right now. yeah, come on down. You usually have a cooler of a. And some music playing. It's a good entertainment.
Okay.
And they all have only two dice, so I can rule.
Two dice and no skill.
Okay. That'll be wonderful.
So all that time I was in the bathroom and you got basically nowhere?
Okay. But you know, that's alpha ship, whatever the hell that is. Not gamma, apparently. Just shut up, that's a new word. I could walk you back to your quarters if you'd like. Have a nightcap maybe there? Unless your replicator doesn't work.
Why else would you be here?
Well, socialize. I mean, she is.
She's got lots of socializing.
Yep. Well, sure. You can walk the next one, Porter. Okay. Probably the pops, though. Oh, okay. Walk over there. For our lovely away team.
And, is that
Betazoid? Betazoid, yeah. Chris?
Cuddler?
Chris Crystal. Yeah, Crystal. One of my friends, or at least I consider one of my friends.
She's one of those Betazoids that likes three people's noise to help it.
No, she's very good about that.
Wow.
One of the finest officers on my ship.
Your ship?
Ship.
Whoa.
Ship.
Sure. What did you hear, Coop?
I heard shit.
Most of you never expect around here. 50-50.
Feeling benevolent today.
That
was
your earlier.
Shit.
Okay. But it's really benevolent. Yes, normally you are.
I could change my story for a small fee.
There's a good story in here. You should have sent in the archive of the death clock.
Well, Dr. Craig doesn't really like, you know, the spell test.
Really?
Yeah.
What for?
I don't know. He doesn't like people
reading
his mind, I think.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a privacy thing, which is of course why any good telepath like this one would not do it unless it was instructed by a higher.
Okay. But, you know, so hopefully she won't be a sight to her anymore. you know, Lieutenant.
Yeah, she won't be a sight to you. Your team?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Remember she left.
She's from the death quarter. That doesn't necessarily mean she's assigned to you. I mean, she just escorted to your room.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted somebody to help out with your team, you know.
You know, perhaps you could.
Absolutely. I'll talk to them. I suggested that Sarah use me, but he didn't seem particularly interested. He's a bit of a loner.
Use you.
Yeah. Oh, sex.
Quite the loner.
Yeah, you're provoking. Rather, much more, you know, welcome like most welcome, but whatever.
Well, I definitely like to be on the inside of this. I mean, this is the forefront of the most important stuff.
And as a chair of coffee.
I mean, let's face it, the biggest advantage the Romulans have over us is their ability to close. And if we can neutralize that threat, then they will no longer be a threat.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
So you're sharing quarters with your boss?
Yeah,
with
5 quarters here. Yeah. Next door.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. We were discussing that nightcap. Speaking of nightcaps, you know, I've been having to set up parts for the for the captain, and have come across some real alcohol.
Expensive champagne.
Yeah, nothing bad. But yeah, probably have some Thunderbirds.
From the Thunderbird to the captain. Like she can tell the difference.
I read her file.
He's mean, bitter, and you'll come to an evil end.
And it didn't make any additions to her file.
Yeah. If you would, if you had, you would just done it on the copy you handed her.
Yeah, but I could have made her real paranoid.
Yes, you could have.
Continue level 1 maintenance, you know, survey of the captain for suspected treasonous activities, that sort of thing. Oh, crap.
So you couldn't buy, my room during the, you know, the libation.
Okay. So.
Let's see.
Did you just
do
yes?
Yeah. Then I wouldn't be ready.
9 times? 9 times? Sure, I can do it. 9 times. German.
Maybe you're not.
Yeah, I know enough to get me off the Federation.
Try off. Okay. Donald, you are what are you doing outside? You shut him like the
Sports
Creek like thing.
You'll get the skill level 4 without all the practice. Force free, this is fine. You can get better strength words bubbling all the whole time. But apparently they are.
No, I circulate around, you know, try to mix with as much of the food as I can, since I'm supposed to be counseling or whatever.
You know, unless we've seen.
Yeah. Out and about.
Critical cheese everywhere. Okay.
You're like practicing weddings.
Yes, I modeled my wedding dress, Dave.
Not dry,
but spend some time, some extra time in the medical bay, too. So.
In your wedding dress?
Okay. So you wander the ship, as you want to. And you pass by. You pass by one of the cargo rooms.
Okay.
The door is open.
Okay.
And I don't know if Shannon.
That's where the equipment's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Stored?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know if Shannon, you know, mentioned it, but there's no car.
Okay.
I saw it really wouldn't, if you wouldn't have seen it, just a big car.
I don't know, but the door's open. I'll see what's going on.
So you go inside.
Take a session. Ha-ha! Giant rat. Rope
of unusual size. Look out.
R.U.S. R.U.S.
That's a robot that yells.
6.
Okay. You walk inside and lights are half power.
Okay.
And there's an open door. Because there doesn't seem to be anybody.
Okay. Doesn't they go on when you walk in?
They don't actually go on when you walk in.
Okay. I'll try to turn the mic on. And,
okay. Well, what do you guys always do with the garb that's been flailed and now inside out?
When you give a voice command, it's like, well. My eyes, my eyes.
Guitar got bloody corpse chopped into
pieces.
Right. Well, at that point, the guard comes back.
Okay.
And I walk through the room.
Guard comes back.
Yep. Sir.
Okay. Where were you?
I heard something down the hall. What's the custody? Only gone like half a minute.
I just came by and the door was open. And
really?
There doesn't seem to be anybody in here.
Perhaps you should wait here while I look around.
Okay.
Whose cargo bay is this?
This is the wolf.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, to my help, I could be in there organizing right now.
The guard, carefully looks around, waiting to find anybody.
Okay. All the equipment seem to be there?
As far as I can tell, none of the boxes have been opened.
Okay. Let's call Ken. Okay,
thanks. So, see you down there in a little bit.
Open the door?
I call Sarah.
Okay. I'll let you take care of that, though.
Yes.
It appears that our guard was distracted away from your cargo bay and the door was open. I thought maybe we should go down and you should check and see if anything's missing, and then I'm going to double the guards.
Of course.
I talked to security on the way down and asked him to double the guards so that even if there's a problem, there's always someone there at all times.
Okay.
You're only
cook.
Thank you, right there. Ag meets Eric down at the cargo bay.
Okay. Sir, it is not by the time you get there, to be this room. That's our penis, it's not, everything seems to be in order. You have to imagine how if anybody could have done anything to tell us, I'm not going to order to do anything.
Let's get to 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, the guard's lying.
Of course, you know.
You paid off.
This will never have happened before.
Sorry, sir. Should have better security here. We've got two guards now.
Two human guards.
They're weak.
I couldn't manipulate their DNA if you'd like.
We believe that all generations are equal, sir.
Phaser to manipulate DNA is plenty.
I want to head up to the bridge.
Okay.
What,
sir, if you could also leave. Go back to the bridge. Bring it.
What shift is it?
You go to the bridge, it's about the shift before yours.
I want to find who's on sensors and ask them if they can do an intensive internal scan to make sure we don't have Romulus on board.
Romulus? Every other week.
I'm feeling a little paranoid. Someone got into one of the cargo bays.
Sure, wasn't a rat.
They usually don't suspect the guards and then open the doors, but program the lights to stay off.
Well, they can when they're two.
Yeah.
We got scan
two rats.
That'd be helpful. The
program the lights up, you know.
Well, the scan will take a... Well, depends. You want...
Personal.
A level 1 scan will take a few hours.
You got the time to do that?
Sure.
I'd appreciate it, and if anything weird comes up, if you could just let me know.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it'll let the captain know if they're in Romulan
before. I go find Eric.
I work on cloaking devices. That's just the lights on.
Sorry, I want to contact the Bradbury. Eric, okay. Shift that they were on.
Yeah.
And I track you there.
Okay, see if they had any weird things going on.
I tell you about what happened. How'd
you set the lights
on?
I can talk to their counselor and see if they know
that's
some
computer thing.
You know, hostilities or animosity.
Computer, no harm, no harm.
If so, why, and that kind of stuff.
Is there any way you can track down if anyone did anything to the computers that would make the lights not go on in that room just before?
Maybe Charles
went with it.
Probably.
If you could do that and let me know if anything weird comes up.
I'm sure it'll need to be computer research or security systems or something.
Yeah, I figured you were good at that.
Well, it didn't go long. You have a lot. Especially Dr. Cranian. You know, you kept accusing people, messing around with his equipment and stuff, and the Vulcans pretty much stayed aloof with it. Okay. Not very friendly, though, for Vulcans.
Okay.
Yeah. Lieutenant also was a bit. Instead, I suppose. I mean, she's not.
The sheets were probably just a little wrong.
The preliminary test went, there were a few hitches. They had to do a lot of rechecking and stuff.
Okay.
We don't think it was self-conscious. More likely it was just they had to work up with us. They're always willing to blame each other around.
Sure.
Believe it's terrible.
I want to see if I can. So we have to hook up all three devices, right?
Yeah.
So they necessarily all need to be in the same place. Can they be in separate rooms or something?
They can be in different places.
Okay.
Let's see
if I can arrange for that. I'll talk to Shannon.
Okay.
Suggest when we actually install them, install them all in the same place, so that way. That sounds unfortunately necessary and very prudent.
Hey, Kev, how do I check the computers or the security system for those lights?
Logic?
Yeah. So, Gretel, she grew dead.
Kev, 15. She's only got a 12.
Yeah.
15. The light switch is right here.
Most rooms can be set so that they don't turn on automatically. So it's not.
Well, what happened here? How was this one set, and can I see how long ago it was set to this and stuff like that? With the 15?
We're still in the back button.
The 15. The car left, the door opened, and the computer got a command to leave the door open again, and turn the lights on. Yeah, that's the only command.
Okay, so it did get someone. So someone did come in and give a command to turn the lights on.
They don't know who, though.
And then the female voice. No.
And then the next command was for the lights to be turned on.
Yeah.
Which would have been neat.
Okay, so the computer doesn't have any record of who the voice pattern or anything like that.
And how much time was there between when the lights were told to turn down and when I turned them told to turn off?
Less than a minute.
We still have a cloaking device.
Personal cloaking devices.
Perfect order.
Ooh. How hot was that?
I come back with this extremely detailed report, broken down by the second and the frequencies of modulation codes and what is and what isn't possible for getting out of the system.
Wow, what's happening?
Someone went in there and
the
either stayed is still in there or left really quickly.
Oh.
And for some reason they wanted the lights down.
Okay.
I head back down there.
Are there two security guards on the door now?
Yep. Can one of you come in here with me and make sure there's no one inside unless you've already done a good sweep of it since the open door incident?
These are wipers. These are wipers.
Okay, okay. You want to check again?
Sir? Yes, after that. If you've already done it, I'm not concerned.
We've already swept the area.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, wiper.
Sorry, just being paranoid.
And what's his name? Already checked all his equipment. So.
It's ceiling, too.
Make a special one.
Ceiling.
Did you zap the ceiling with the vapors?
Remember, guards only have 2 days.
That's
the key.
Yeah, but I expect them to be doing their job well.
You have faith in the system.
Yes, I do.
That'll be your undoing.
7.
But basically, you can start talking about it, but you don't really know what they're
saying. What would I need to hear what they're saying?
Not right. It's so close, though.
Yeah. So I go to my course and I wait for that level 1 to come back.
So eventually you get the report. Only 12 wrong ones, don't you?
I hear that's the best debate.
Okay, there's none.
There we go.
Perfect,
no. I want to wait till my shift and do that myself.
Would be extra dice will help?
Yes,
sir. I figure the,
Especially if you suck power.
Yeah. Neutral zone. It's so chock full of cloaked vessels that it's a test of cloaking devices.
It's
going to work.
I'm going to make...
But during your shift, they want to sell their equipment, so...
Now
this guy's helping work
for
me.
Okay, I
work for Gretel and German. They requested me.
Yeah, that would be great.
I want to work for the whole team.
Okay.
But I actually wanted to talk to Juarez dude or whatever. And ask him
specifically how fast the Starfleet
what stuff? Exactly what he's doing with the Starfleet lady, because you know, when I just hearing the three different things, I think like that I don't know. Dave. I actually wanted to. I think the German guy's idea is best.
So I
just in terms of original thinking, and so I was wondering what his opinions on it were.
Well, you know, if the guy wasn't such a jerk, I probably agree with you.
Okay.
What?
What about the Vulcan?
No. I don't really understand, the intricacies of
sure.
It's not my field.
Okay.
So I'm not too sure exactly what his thing does.
He's just a Vulcan.
Man's nothing but a male.
He's a Vulcan.
Got it. Yeah. Vulcan kind.
Yeah.
Okay. I asked Shannon if I can work with the Germans.
No, they just don't really work with me. If you prefer, I can work with the Vulcan, however.
No, I just think that they're the only ones with any interesting engineering going on. And, you know, what's Dave going to do, carry a copy?
Yep. Probably have to have sex. More sex. I did have sex, didn't I?
Maybe. How old is Charm?
Yeah, that's 101.
On my list. Oh, only you had that.
What's Charm letter?
Present.
Go see if the
Germans
so
need Charm.
I got
seduction.
Okay.
Charm seduction. Seduction is what?
Specialty.
Specialty of Charm.
So I'd say.
Just 11.
Well, okay, you did.
Well, okay. She liked it and wants to do it again.
I'm sorry, Dave, you had 1/6 chance. Just guessing.
Maybe less than 1/6
chance. Okay, yeah, I talked to Germans and asked if they want any engineering help with setting up.
Okay.
other than someone handing them coffee.
Oh, more than
that. Otherwise, I'm laughing at all Vulcan because I don't understand that concept at all.
No, I don't need any help. Let's do that to the other thing.
Okay, then I'll go help the Vulcan if he wants it. And I'll tell him I'm an action engineer. And I don't do coffee. That's for lieutenants.
I suppose you could help me with setting up the equipment.
Okay.
But you should be careful.
I'm always exquisitely careful, sir.
For when you're cutting corn.
careful for Katarian.
Careful for an engineer, sir.
I see.
Consider myself an engineer first, a Katarian second, and a Starfleet officer third.
I see. On three different decks.
Okay.
And I've got each of these guys helping one of them, just acting as a liaison to me as the liaison.
Okay.
A little liaison.
I want to bop in to see if anyone needs anything extra.
So go away from alone. We're doing science.
Level of animosity.
You're helping
nothing.
Still,
science guy.
So how long have you been on the ship, babe?